Translation: in this life, an envious person commits vile acts against many living entities. Therefore, after his death, when he is taken to hell by Yamaraj, those living entities who were hurt by him appear as animals called Rurus to inflict very severe pain upon him. Prince Carlos called this hell Rurua, not generally seen in this world. The Ruru is more envious than a snake. Prabhupada, according to Srila Swami, the Ruru is also known as Varakshringa. Srila Jiva Goswami concerned with this in Sandarbha, Ruru Sabdasya Swayam Muni Naiva Tika Vidana Lokeshva Prasiddha Eva Nyam Janta Vishesha. Thus, although Rurus are not seen in this world, their existence is confirmed in the Shastras. Punishment in the hell called Maharurava is compulsory for the person who maintains his own body by hurting others. In this hell, Ruru animals known as Kravyada torment and eat his flesh. Therefore, the animal is a person who lives simply built in the bodily concept of life is not excused. He's put into the hell known as Maharurava and attacked by Ruru animals known as Kravyadas. For the maintenance of their bodies and the satisfaction of their tongues, cruel persons cook poor animals and birds alive. Such persons are condemned even by man-eaters. In their next lives, they are carried by the Yamadukas of the hell known as Kumbhipaka, where they are cooked in boiling oil. Next 14, the killer of a Brahman is put into the hell known as Kala Sutra, which has a circumference of 80,000 miles and which is made entirely of copper, heated from below by fire and from above by the scorching sun. The coppery surface of this planet is extremely hot. Thus, the murderer of a Brahmana suffers prompting are burned both internally and externally. Internally, he is burned with hunger and thirst. Externally, he is burning from the scorching heat of the sun and the fire beneath the copper surface. Therefore, he sometimes lies down, sometimes stands up, and sometimes runs here and there. He must suffer this way for many thousands of years as their hairs in the body of an animal. If a person deviates from the path of the Vedas in the absence of any emergency, the servants of Yamaraj put into the hell known as Kasipatravara, where they beat him with sharp whips. When he runs hither and hither, fleeing from the extreme pain, on all sides he runs through palm trees with leaves like sharpened swords, thus injured all over his body, and fainting at every step he cries out, "Oh, what shall I do now? How shall I be saved?" And this is how one suffers and deviates from the accepted religious principles. Remember, there's actually only one religious principle, Dharma, Saksha, Bhagava, Pramita, and the only religious principles to follow the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unfortunately, especially in this ancient Kali, everyone is an atheist. People will not believe in God, but speak of following his words. The words Nija, Veda, Pat can also mean one's own set of religious principles. For me, there was only one Veda, Pat, or religious set of religious principles. Now, there are many. It doesn't matter which set of religious principles one follows, the only injunction is he must follow them strictly. An atheist or Nastika is one who does not believe in the Vedas. However, even if one takes to a different system of religion, according to this verse, he must follow the religious principles he has accepted. Whether one is a Hindu or a Mohammedan or a Christian, he should follow his own religious principles. However, if one concocts his own religious path within his mind, or if one follows no religious principles at all, he is punished in the hell known as Asipatravana. In other words, a human being must follow some religious principles. If he does not follow any religious principles, he's no better than an animal. As Kali Yuga advances, people are becoming godless and taking the system of so-called secularism. They do not know the punishment awaiting them in Asipatravana, as described in this verse. In his next life, a sinful king or government representative who punishes an innocent person who inflicts corporal punishment upon a Brahmana is taken by the Yamadutas of the hell known as Sukaramukha, where the most powerful citizens of Yamaraj crush him exactly as one crushes sugar cane to squeeze out the juice. The sinful living entity cries very pitifully and faints just as an innocent man undergoes punishments. This is the result of punishing a faultless person. By the arrangement of the Supreme Lord, low-grade living entities like beings like bugs and mosquitoes suck the blood of human beings and other animals. Such incident, big creatures are unaware their bites are painful to the human being. However, first-class human beings, Brahma, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas are developed in consciousness, therefore they know how painful it is to be killed. A human being endowed with knowledge certainly commits sin if he kills or commands the sin of the creatures who have no discrimination. The Supreme Lord punishes such a man by putting him into the hell known as Andukupa, where he is attacked by all the birds and beasts, reptiles, mosquitoes, lice, worms, flies, and any other creature he tormented during his life. They attack him from all sides, robbing him of the pleasure of sleep. Unable to rest, he constantly wanders about in the darkness. Thus, in Andukupa, he suffers. Suffering is just like that of a creature in the lower species. Purport from this very instructive verse, we learn that lower animals, created by the laws of nature to disturb the human being, are not subjected to punishment. Because a human being has developed consciousness, however, he cannot do anything against the principles of Varnashram Dharma without being condemned. Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, according to the three modes of material nature at work ascribed to them, the four divisions of human society were created by me. Thus all men should be divided into four classes, Brahma, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Sudras, and they should act according to their ordained regulations. They cannot deviate from their prescribed rules and regulations. One of these states that they should never trouble any animal, even those that disturb human beings. Although a tiger is not sinful, if he attacks another animal, it is flesh. If a man with developed conscience does so, he must be punished. In other words, a human being who does not use his developed consciousness but instead acts like an animal surely undergoes punishment in hell. So this continues the description of the 28 hells situated in Pitraloka, which is above the Garbhagriha ocean, but below the Patalaloka and other planets, subterranean heavenly planets situated within Mandala. So, and then we have a description of the Rorava and Maharorava and Kumbhipaka and Asipaparavan, etc. So, according to the sinful activities, appropriate punishment is taken up. So, and the Rorava is a ferocious beast that likes to bite. So, people who go there because of their sinful activities get bitten by the Rorava. And even worse than that is the Maharorava, where even bigger creatures, bigger rurus, attack the person and bite him and cause pain to him. And those other persons who have killed animals by cooking them alive go to Kumbhipaka, where they are boiled in oil. And you have here also a description of the place called Kalasutra, with which is very hot, with a copper surface and a burning sun above, and the person burns up and has to suffer thirst and hunger and pain because of killing a brahmana. And in Asipatravan, a person who deviates from the Vedas is punished by being stabbed by the leaves of the tree, which are like swords. And in Sukaramukha, a person is crushed, just as we crush sugar cane in between two wheels. So a person goes to Sukaramukha because he has unjustly punished somebody, especially a king. He unjustly punishes people, so he gets punishment and torture like this. So in this way we have a whole series of punishments for these people. Those who unneedlessly kill lower animal species like mosquitoes and bugs, etc., they go to a place called Andhukupa, which means literally a blind well. So he is attacked by many insects and other things that bite him and torment him in the darkness. So in this way we have appropriate punishments given to people for their deviation from proper behavior. So some of the behavior is extremely violent. Other is neglect or complete rejection of the Vedic principles. The laws mentioned in the Smriti Shastras and the Vedas. So we have either out of ignorance or out of intention, persons doing sinful activities of some sort or the other. So in the Vedas, everything is enumerated. What is sinful and what is not sinful and what is pious is listed. So we have an idea of how to act in life. And if a person doesn't follow those principles, even knowing them, or even unknowing them, then he's liable to get these types of punishment, hellish existence, if the violence is done to an extreme measure. So the persons that go to this hell have a body. They are jivas, but the jiva has a subtle body. He does not have a gross body because when he dies, he gives up the gross body. But he has senses. The senses go with him when he leaves the body. So his subtle senses are there. So he can perceive things. He can perceive the hells. He can experience the pain, etc. So it is explained elsewhere that the living entity who is going to hell is given a special covering so that he can tolerate the painful existence there. At the same time, he must experience it, but at the same time, he has to live through it. So the living entities, therefore, are equipped with senses and body to experience these hellish lokas according to their sinful activity. Then after their particular punishment is over, then they can go to an animal watching and then gradually can progress up to the human form again. The punishment is not simply hellish punishment, but then they have to take animal birth as well and gradually work their way up. So the while they're in this particular body, they are quite conscious. They're conscious of their previous activities, and they're conscious of the result, that because they did sinful activities, they get the result. When they're animals, of course, then they'll forget everything again. They'll be very low in consciousness, so they won't have that realization. And then gradually they work their way up to human being. Once they become a human being, then they have to start all over and figure out what is right, what is wrong, what is dharma, what is not dharma, etc. And follow. So it is quite difficult in one sense because they can't remember anything, being through animal species, etc. Nevertheless, it is the duty of the human being to carefully decide how to act in this life. So if he has the good fortune of getting scriptures and knowledge, then of course it becomes an easier process. If he doesn't, then it becomes more difficult. But still, we see that, as Prabhupada mentions here in the purport, if they follow some religious principles at least, that is better than nothing. Even if it is not Vedic, if it is Vedic, it's approved. If it's non-Vedic, like Buddhism, Muslim, and Jain, etc., it's called Nastika. But still, that is better. Those systems, which are religious systems, are better than no system at all. So they follow some rules and regulations, and therefore they can escape some of these pains of hellish existence. But better than that is to follow the rules and regulations set up in the Vedic literature. This is higher. And therefore, they can not only avoid hellish life, they can actually get heavenly life. They can go to Svargaloka or Mahajana Tapa Brahmalokas as a result of following the Vedas. So not only don't suffer, they can actually get positive enjoyment. And if they're more fortunate than that, then they can get liberated from the material world. They can end the process of birth and death completely forever. So that is the ultimate purpose of the human life, to get out of all of this, stop the process of birth and death completely. But it takes time for the jiva to develop the proper consciousness and intelligence to distinguish what is the real goal of life. So therefore the living entity is given many chances. All through the day of Brahma, all through the life of Brahma, and the next Brahma's life, the next Brahma's life, jivas continually take birth in order that they may gather more experience, learn from their previous experiences, and gradually work their way up to a position where they can actually begin to understand the difference between vadi and atma, and the existence of the Supreme Lord. In that position, then they're considered very, very fortunate. So to help them, not only we have the law of karma, but we have scriptures, we have a social system called Varnashram, we have Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Sangha Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, we have all these systems for the advantage of the living entities. So they take to these systems and they can advance very properly, nicely. And of course besides that, besides having these scriptural methods, then we also have the devotees of the Lord who help the jivas in the material world advance by giving them mercy so that they can understand and accept these principles, and finally of course accept the principle of worship of the Supreme Lord through the process of bhakti. So the Lord provides methods, all these methods, for the jivas in the material world. At the same time, the jiva likes to exercise his independence. And that independence is expressed in his independent desire to enjoy. So therefore, he enjoys in various places at various times. And that's the whole purpose of this fifth canto, to describe all the variety of places heavenly planets and hellish planets, and subterranean heavenly planets and Bhumandala, where the jiva can exist. So the jiva can exist in these places, he can also exist in different species of life. So we have 8,400,000 species, so the opportunity for individual enjoyment is in the material world is all of that, various places and various species of life. This, of course, accommodates all the desires for enjoyment of the jivas. But to begin to restrict them, then we have the law of karma. So, in spite of their desire for enjoyment, they get limited in how they can enjoy through the law of karma. And as a human being, the Lord supplies scriptures and devotees and methods, etc. And even avatars come to give proper teaching. So the Lord does not leave the jiva completely independent. He gives him opportunity for advancement by giving guidance in these ways. So we can never accuse the Lord of being cruel or indifferent to the living entities in the material world.
First, you mentioned that you're taking lowest basic entities, insects, when they go to lower planets. We have devotees.
Yeah.
We have so many mosquitoes and bugs. So we are escaping, but we have to face the same.
Yeah, of course. If we are told that if a tiger attacks you, then you can defend yourself. Or even if a human being attacks, sets fire to your house or steals or whatever, you can also defend yourself and attack. So violence in itself has certain conditions where it is approved or not approved. You see the whole battle of Kurukshetra, lots of violence. But it was approved for Arjuna and the Pandavas to fight. So under certain circumstances, yes, it is permitted. Under certain circumstances, no. The same with animals. Yeah, animal sacrifices are also permitted. But then there's a limit also. So we see an example of Paranjana. Paranjana did too many, or not Paranjana, but the example given of the was given to the king. This example of the Paranjana story was given to the king. Two, because he was attached to animal sacrifices, so it's been unnecessary killing of animals, and therefore Narada Muni gave Prachinabharisha the vision of his next existence where he has to go to hell and get tortured by all these different animals. Rules are there in which violence is permitted. If one overextends that and necessarily kills animals, then one is subject to punishment. So the same will go for this. The lower animals also, we cannot let them just simply attack the human being at all times. But to unnecessarily kill these animals also is not proper. So there are conditions under which it is permitted, conditions under which it becomes sinful as well.
But the translation says that these animals, insects, they don't know they are only other being.
Well, that is true. Tiger also. But still, you won't let tigers kill you. You can defend yourself. In fact, the tiger is more advanced than these animals, but still, and even the human being is more advanced, but you can even defend yourself against someone who attacks you. And it's not a problem.
That can be the same for even a tranquil. He doesn't know he's attacking another person.
So that doesn't mean we let him attack also. But of course then his sin, he doesn't get sins for that. A human being, he shouldn't drink in the first place. So that's a problem. So that itself is a sin. So he'll get a problem for that. But children, for instance, and they don't get reactions. Similar to these lower animals, if they bite, they don't get reactions for that.
The subtle body carries the impression that some of the past life's activities in the body. But when the jiva is suffering in the hellish planets, if that sufferings are not carried out in this next birth, how it's going to realize that it has done something and for which it has suffered and it has to correct itself in this life?
Well, the impressions are always there. You may not remember exact incidents, but the impressions are there.
There's a reason that the person comes to sinful activity because he's attached to when he was in the hell. Because so much attachment from the sin, so he continues doing the same.
Well, it should be the opposite. because he's getting a punishment for it, then he shouldn't do it. Just as you go to prison, then you come out and you shouldn't do the activity. It's not that you do more of it when you get out. You should do less of it.
Dreams also, we have some painful experiences. That is different from this relation. In the dreams, we have some painful experience. That is different from this relation. One has to wait till death to go to relation at all.
Well, let us explain in one place that the dreams are, let's say, partial experiences of punishments and other things, karmas, a way of getting rid of those karmas without having to experience them for persons who have just almost destroyed their karmas, whatever. So it is somewhat like the hellish experience because you're also in your subtle body. But the hellish experience is worse because it goes on for much longer. It's not temporary. It goes on for long periods of time. Yeah, to some degree. But they have restrictions also. So that is better than nothing at all. So the Catholics are, they don't eat animals on Friday. Only fish. So there's some restriction. Like that. So, you know, they have some principles somewhere. Or they can't, the Muslims can't eat animals unless they kill it in a certain way. They do it in a certain way. So some restriction.
We used to grow up as father in the army shop. He's a killing the rat. He used to keep some food articles in the middle of that shop. That's the goal.
Yeah. Well, they take that instead of eating the other.
निरंतरा श्री श्री श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। बोलत भगवान महाराज की जय। श्री महेंद्र जी भक्त डॉक्टर गोपाल की जय। जय गुरु प्रबंध।
வேண்டுமான
எந்திரிச்சு நீங்க அதெல்லாம்
காலேஜ்